This summer's Carte Blanche concert series concludes on Thursday, August 3, with a tribute to Fritz Kreisler, featuring violinist Benjamin Beilman and pianist Haeyeon Park. Born in Vienna in 1875, the violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler ranks among the most celebrated virtuosos of his generation. At the turn of the 20th century, successful appearances with the Vienna, Berlin, and London Philharmonic Orchestras catapulted Kreisler to international stardom. The New Grove Dictionary of Music and Musicians notes, quote, "Kreisler was unique. Without exertion, he practiced little. He achieved a seemingly effortless perfection," end quote.
Kreisler was most certainly the most famous and the, you know, sort of most sought-after violinist of his time.
Benjamin Beilman.
I think until Heifetz came on the scene, Kreisler was king. Because of the invention of recorded sound, he is the one where all of the greatest works of classical music were played by him. And those are the first recordings that people listen to of this music. So, you know, his Beethoven Violin Concerto is a masterwork. It's a gem. Brahms, I mean, all of these works, his sound was the first one that people really got to know and could play over and over and over again and really get to know the pieces through his interpretation.
Kreisler was also an active composer. In addition to a string quartet, an operetta, and other works, his oeuvre includes miscellaneous pieces that he claimed had been written by various popular 17th and 18th century composers. Later, he admitted that these pieces were a hoax and that he had written them himself. Some listeners got and appreciated the joke, others angrily disapproved.
His musical language, I think, was very approachable. I don't think that he set out necessarily to be an easily understood composer, but I think that was just in his approach and his being, that he is an open-hearted, warm person who wanted everyone to feel better in his presence, I think. And so I think a lot of his works reflect that. Obviously, there's darkness and there's intrigue and a lot of interesting elements in his composition. But for the most part, I'd say that the overarching theme behind his music are, it's kind of, he mastered that sort of 3-minute length. You know, he wrote, I don't know, dozens of works at that 3-minute mark, which were perfect as encores, perfect for the radio, you know, perfect to squeeze in at the end of, you know, a vinyl record or something.
Ben and Haeyeon's Carte Blanche concert features various short selections by Kreisler, alongside repertoire pieces for which he became known. Music by Bach, Corelli, Viotti, and Rimsky-Korsakov.
The inspiration for the concert came, I want to say it was almost 5 years ago. I had been loaned a really nice violin, the ex Mary Portman Guarneri del Gesù violin of 1735, which I later found out was actually an instrument that Kreisler himself added to his vast violin collection towards the end of his life. So obviously, if you have a well-known previous owner of your instrument, you start, or at least I wanted to know everything about Kreisler. Obviously, I knew his works from a student's perspective. You know, you play Preludium and Allegro early on. Usually Tempo di Menuetto was sort of one of my go-to student competition pieces. But yeah, so I did some reading about him. I learned a lot about his life, and it really kind of dawned on me how great, and I mean that literally, how great of a human being he was. You know, I think obviously it's easy to feel a little lost in our current climate about, you know, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys. Kreisler, without a doubt, was a very good guy. He was exceptionally talented. He was, you know, a child prodigy by most accounts. He was a polyglot. You know, he spoke 7 languages by the end of his life. He was just a fantastic composer. He served in the Austrian army. He was very much a patriot. And then later on, really felt a deep sense of pride in his sort of adopted homeland of the United States. He was just obviously a character that I wanted to emulate in my career. You know, he would donate his services and his concert fees very often to organizations in need. I think at one point he did some very high-grossing concerts to benefit the orphans from World War II. He did a lot of concerts for the Musicians Relief Fund. Just everybody loved him. And he stood for a lot of really great things. And I thought, you know, I have the violin. I want to do something in tribute to him. And also, I love his playing style. I love his compositions. So why not do a concert that he might have performed? You know, back in the 1920s, they had a sort of interesting format of recital program where very often the sort of first set, it usually was in 3 sets. So the first set would be these Baroque pieces or something lighter, Vivaldi, Handel, Obviously, he was sort of notorious for having crafted some works that initially he attributed to, you know, almost fake Baroque composers. I think at one point he said, you know, this is whatever in the style of Pugnani or of Martini or of like some lesser known Couperin or something. So he would start his recitals with his own compositions in the style of these Baroque composers. And then he would go into something much more substantial. Sometimes that was like a Beethoven Kreutzer sonata. Often, actually, he would play concertos with piano. And there's a really fantastic arrangement that Kreisler did of Viotti's, I think it's his 22nd violin concerto, his best-known concerto. And so Kreisler sort of gave it a little spice to make it more suitable to ears of the 1920s. And then after the break, he would do sort of his famous original compositions or arrangements of friends' works. You know, he often would arrange some of Rachmaninoff's works, Rimsky-Korsakov. He had a few famous arrangements of some sort of Far East type hymns, you know, Tambrin Chinois. There's also Lotus Land. So yeah, I just wanted a program that, as best as I could encapsulate him as a performer, as a composer, and just as a generous human being.
One of Kreisler's recital signatures, and which appears on Ben and Hayon's Carte Blanche concert program, was Kreisler's own arrangement of Bach's famous Partita in E major for solo violin.
So obviously Bach, there's the solo violin version. There's also, he even wrote, I guess, an orchestral version as a sort of overture to a little suite. But Kreisler wrote this version where the violin part is the exact same as the solo violin Bach, but he adds sort of his own piano accompaniment to it. And it sounds vaguely like the Rachmaninoff version that he does of the, I guess, of the Gavotte and Rondo. I mean, it's kind of that same style. There's a lot of panache, a lot of pride in it, I think. And it sounds very much like a 1920s composition, but I think it's an interesting, well, it's a great piece of music on its own, but it's also an interesting look into how concertgoers, musicians thought of Baroque music in that time. As a violinist, his style is, like his composition, very warm, very generous. He's one of those performers where, obviously, you know, each performer has sort of their own language in which they communicate and how they say or project a certain type of emotion. But what I appreciate most about Kreisler is that, without fail, he is so totally unpredictable. You know, I think you can begin to predict other types of performers, like, you know, a Heifetz slide. You can sort of picture how he would do something, or you can imagine that if he wanted a certain type of emotion, this is the type of sound that he'd create. But with Kreisler, he had just such a broad sense of expression and imagination. So I aspire to be as creative and as spontaneous as him.
Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wuhan. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Niccolo Paganini's Caprices are performed by Suvin Kim and appear courtesy of the artist. Mozart's String Quartet in B-flat major, Kerschel 458, Brahms's String Quartet No. 3 in B-flat major, Op. 67, and Dvorak's String Quartet No. 13 in G major, Op. 106, performed by the Emerson String Quartet, Haydn's String Quartet in G major, Op. 76, No. 1, performed by the Amadeus Quartet, Bieber's Passacaglia in G minor, The Guardian Angel, performed by Eduard Nalkus, and Heinrich Wilhelm Ernst's Grand Caprice on Schubert's Der Elkenich, performed by Gidon Kramer, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon. Schubert's Der Elkenich, performed by Christopherin Nomura and Derek Hahn, appears courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Eugenie Zeihe's Sonata in G major, Op. 27, No. 5, performed by Augustin Hadelich, George Enescu's Ménétrier, performed by Philip Graffin and Claire Désert, and Eric Wolfgang Korngold's incidental music to Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, performed by David Fruwirt and Henry Sigfridsson, appear courtesy of Avi Records. Ernest Bloch's Violin Sonata No. 2, performed by Elsa Gretter and Ferenc Visi, appears courtesy of Fuga Libera. Yeno Hubei's Sen de la Charda, performed by Charles Castleman and the Eastman Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Mendy Rodan, appears courtesy of Music and Arts. Fritz Kreisler's Midnight Bells, performed by Ulrika Anima Mata and Samuel Sanders, appears courtesy of Dorian Records. George Enescu's Violin Sonata No. 3, performed by Yura Lee and Alessio Bax, and Fritz Kreisler's Viennese Rhapsodic Fantasietta, Preludium in Allegro, and Tambourine Chinois, and Viotti's Concerto No. 22 in A minor, arranged for violin and piano by Kreisler, performed by Benjamin Beilman and Yequan Sunwu, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.